Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIKRLS. Indianola Boys Wrestling took second place at the state duels this weekend in Coralville. And now here's Indianola Boys Wrestling head coach Clint Manny. With Indianola Boys Wrestling head coach Clint Manny. Coach Manning finishing up runner-up on Saturday at the state duels tournament. Just give us your overall thoughts on the day on Saturday.
Going into the day, we knew we were going to wrestle three really tough duels. I mean, obviously, all eight teams in that field were pretty well-versed and well-established in teams that we'd seen and then a few teams that we hadn't. Going in, wrestling Linmar first round, that was our obviously goal was to win that first duel, which we were able to handle Linmar. And then we knew Waukee Northwest was going to be a really tough duel, which turned out to be obviously very, very close, competitive, highly contested duel. We happened to come out on top of. So good start to the day. Didn't end like we had hoped, but knowing who we were against there against Southeast Polk, it was going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it came down to the wire in that Waukee Northwest matchup, one that you guys got the lead off of. And what was kind of the message and the mentality to just try and, you know, keep that lead as Waukee Northwest kind of inch closer to you guys down the stretch?
Yeah, if you look at the duel on paper where they were favored at a few weights, where we were favored at a few weights, we knew we needed to build a good lead. And it ultimately comes down to is every single bonus point. And we missed a few opportunities for bonus points, 7-point win, Tech falls when we could have got pins, those types of situations. It kind of haunts you a little bit when you don't take advantage of those situations. But our upper weights were able to hold guys off, and it came down to not getting pinned at a weight, and we were able to do that at heavyweight and come out with a very, obviously, very narrow margin of victory by a point.
And the Southeast Polk matchup, just talk about, some of those guys that, wrestled for the first time that day and really hung in there, I thought.
Yeah, it was good to get kids an opportunity to compete in that environment. Obviously, there's only six teams in the entire state to get the opportunity to wrestle in the state finals of the duels, and to give our kids opportunities to do that is a testament to our program and the depth that we have in our team. And I was fortunate to be able to give those guys opportunities, and a few of our seniors, Lincoln Fox, for example, come out and get a win in the state duel finals is pretty cool for the kid to have that opportunity.
And how important is it to have, the lighter weights, to have, freshmen, three, four, five freshmen underclassmen out there early to kind of set the tone and already having that success so early in their careers?
The sport of wrestling is a lot about attrition, just keep running the race and we'll see who's still kicking at the end. And those freshmen have done a really good job this year. It's tough to step in at the 3A level in Iowa and go and compete when you're a freshman, sometimes taking your lumps. But those guys have done a tremendous job of just picking away, staying true to themselves, staying true to their training, and they're all in a really good spot right now. Going into the district meet this weekend, you look at some of those weights, those guys should be scoring us points in the state tournament, and that's what we're looking forward to at this point now.
Fantastic. Thank you for the time, Coach, and best of luck, and we're looking forward to watching your guys' journey come to a close here in the next couple weeks.
Great. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Again, that was Indianola Boys Wrestling head coach Clint Manning on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KNIA KRLS.